I'm Ross Reynolds.
And I'm David Hyde. Megan Vaught's freshman year at a traditional public high school was pretty hard.
Me and my friends weren't really the smartest with our decisions. And a lot of us had really bad depression. We kind of fed off of each other. We all started like bullying each other and being really like negative influences in each other's lives and just kind of destroying each other. And I decided that I needed to clean up my life and I needed a place that I could get away from all of that.
So Megan found that place in Tiger Mountain Community School.
And I remember when I first walked into school, my friends, Kendall and Megan, well, they're now my friends, saw me. They showed me around the school. They introduced me to a bunch of people. We had a really big breakfast the first day of school. Just kind of like, it really showed me how Tiger Mountain is. You know, it was like, it's like everyone treated me like a family. They didn't even know me yet.
Tiger, as Megan calls it, is an alternative high school in Issaquah, but Tiger's future is uncertain. Next year, the school is going to be moving to a portable campus, and the district is considering closing that program altogether. Megan and her friends don't want to see it happen.
All of us are proud to say that we want to graduate from Tiger. I want a diploma to say Tiger Mountain on it because that school is my home.
What's happening at Tiger is part of a larger nationwide story. Alternative schools are expensive to keep open. Critics say they're largely unnecessary. But Richard Thompson thinks many students need alternative schools. He's the regional director for the National Alternative Education Association, also dean and principal of his own alternative school in Michigan. Hi, Richard.
Hello, sir.
So why do you think we need these kinds of alternative schools like Tiger Mountain?
Alternative schools in America offer hope for students that need a non-traditional educational system that indeed they can be more successful than a traditional school. And so alternative schools throughout the nation in general are just a gift to society to help students become what they can be.
Why do you think public schools can't take care of it?
Well, indeed, most alternative schools, at least in the Midwest, are public schools. And so those programs there serve our students very, very well. And so I think what you're seeing is that with the trend of online learning, that offers a whole nother realm of education. So the public schools, indeed, are doing a great job, but then you have the schools that are the private schools or the charter schools are stepping up to the plate as well. So it really goes down to what is happening within each district and how we can offer an opportunity for success.
So big picture, what do you see as the role of alternative education in the American education system moving forward?
Yes, sir. I think that the role of alternative education will become how education is across the board. As Sir Ken Robinson states, alternative education is good education. It's individualized learning plans, and as the student just had said, that they feel like a family. And so this style of learning that is much more individualized, that goes to the core of the student and empowering them to become fully engaged in their own diploma goal is what is needed.
So if one of the goals of alternative schools is to help kids that might not otherwise graduate from a traditional public high school or public school, what's the graduation rate look like for these alternative schools?
And that's a very good question. So with that, we need to look at even the bigger picture of what is the graduation rate throughout America. America is at about a 22% dropout rate. Now, Washington is a 76% graduation rate, so that's a 24% dropout rate. And so with those kind of stats, that means that one quarter of our students are dropping out a year. That's about 1 million students a year drop out of high school in a four-year cohort.
Right. And so why should we think that the graduation rates at alternative schools are going to be any higher?
Good question. So if you look at that, the students that would be in that dropout rate, I think they would be even higher without alternative ed. And so these dropout rates across the nation include the graduation rate within the alternative school. So if you took that out, the diabolical situation would be even worse. So the last and only line of defense, if you will, for some students is an alternative way. Mm. And so what the stakeholders and parents and students and principals and districts and everyone who works in this field which is indeed a mission to help save our young people from dropping out into the abyss of America without a high school diploma. So to wrap that up, it is a gift to have these schools without the idea of even having an alternative way. The dropout rate would be even higher.
And as I understand it, if Tiger Mountain does end up closing, this is the alternative high school up in Issaquah, this would just be one of many. There's a trend to these to this with more and more of these alternative schools closing. What explains that? Why are so many alternative schools closing down if, as you say, they're so important?
Yes, sir, and I think that has many variables, as it was stated. Alternative schools are definitely a concept that is, I think, misunderstood. The operational definition of alternative school has a bad connotation to it, and through that, people don't pretty much want an alternative school, but they don't see the bigger picture of alternative school. If they actually went into these schools, they would find that these are unbelievable opportunities for success.
All right, Richard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Richard Thompson is the regional director for the National Alternative Education Association, setting some light on the closure or possible closure of alternative schools in this area. You're listening to The Record on KUOW with Ross Reynolds. I'm David Hyde.